All right, this article today, I noticed that they had a big rally in London discussed on a page on, and I can't keep up with who is who. I don't think most people can. But it had a picture of our people standing there with white genocide, you know, four of our people. Well, formerly our people anyway. But they had our slogans there. But when they were interviewed, they said the Jews did it. You know, this is what the Jews want. Well, let me tell you how it works out in the real world, gang. In the real world, if you say that, they are going to say diversity equals white genocide is the new saying of the old anti-Semites. And baby, that's it. You don't get an appeal. So any of you people who are talking about Jews are stabbing me directly in the back. Because if they can, they're going to make it all the same old thing. Now, why? I mean, I understand, you know, some low IQs and all that, but why, bugsters, should keep, it's like dealing with a retarded mule, why they keep going back, Jew. The reason I don't use Jews is because the press then, instead of saying white supremacists, they just say old anti-Semites. And baby, that's it. You don't get an appeal in this game, and not out in the real world. See, these people are playing, and I guess it talking about Jews gets them all excited, or they have plenty of material, or I think one of our people is just plain retarded. This is not a membership organization, so I don't care if I offend people. But you got to stop stumbling over stuff. And this Jew thing, there's nothing I can do about it. It's a good, solid stab in the back when they start, you know, rolling out the Jew stuff or any other familiar stuff. The point is that we are coming at them from a different angle. And they, and you hand them a gift when you hand them...
Jews.
Or like somebody was talking on the... Pal talk here, and some fellow said, "Oh, you want to get back to the anti-miscegenation laws?" And I said, "I am not going to discuss any of these policies until we have free speech." Now you see that keeps them off balance. If I would consent to discuss anything, they would have the upper hand. They could get off. They could stop. We could stop rubbing them into the ground. But you come, some of my morons here come right along and say, Jew. And like I say, that is a stab directly in my back. Some of Dave's fans, you know, you could think maybe they conspired to... influence some of the less intelligent in our group. But I don't think so. Larry Niven, a science fiction writer, he said, "Never ascribe to evil what can be written off as stupidity." And I agree with him. You know, it's not a conspiracy. It's just people are so goddamn stupid. And the people who are talking about Jews and using our stuff, you see, you're destroying our whole message. And just sort of saying, here's another argument for my pet project. So there's nothing I can do about it. And it really is retarded. And I don't give a damn if the people who are doing it like it or not. We're not a membership organization. The truth is... talking about Jews and using our slogans is betrayal. It's, what did we call it?
Hijacking.
Yeah, hijacking. at the best. It's hijacking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to talk if you want to talk Jews, talk to Jews. Mm-hmm. Talk Jews. If you want to talk mantra, talk mantra. If you want to talk the Confederacy, talk the Confederacy.
Mm.
But get off my back. Mm. Stop this.
Mixing.
Yeah,
mixing
sort of
messaging.
Drifting in and out. It's like somebody with brain damage.
Mm. Yeah. I think that's exactly right. As you said then, like, it is rendering our message useless. The moment they bring in another topic instead of the topic of white genocide, it just renders our message useless. And
absolutely,
as you say,
because that is how we got to the front, was by coming out of areas they don't know.
Right, and staying in a formation, staying on topic, on message.
So really, if you want to do the SPLC a big favor, just keep using all of our new stuff, all the stuff we worked for 16 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We worked to get these things. And so what these retards are doing is giving the other side a complete out.
Mm-hmm.
16 years of work right down the drain.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And how you're saying that they will just at target that this is the new anti-Semite messages.
Yeah, I mean, they just have to quote. See, instead of these English four guys who had all those white genocide things, their message is destroyed.
Yeah.
Because you will notice that the news page, the only thing it quoted was Jews.
Mm.
They were so happy that these British morons had, you know, given them an out.
Mm. Instead of talking about the crime and the topic.
Yeah. Yeah, they lost everything, every argument right there. Yeah, because they just had to talk about Jews.
Mm.
You know, so there's nothing I could do about it. But I sure as hell don't have anybody in our group who's been talking about Jews is stabbing us in the back.
Mm.
And they also seem to I don't know, as I say, I don't like to ascribe to evil what can be written off as idiocy.
Mm.
But it's one or the other.
Yeah.
It's either, you know, it's either actually stabbing us in the back on purpose or more likely, they're just retards.
Mm.
You know, somebody told them they wanted to hear about Jews. They probably started talking about Jews. And somebody said, oh boy, Jews.
Mm.
And then, you know, like a membership organization, they started after Jews.
Mm.
So don't drag the Confederacy into this. Don't drag Jews into this. This is ours. We're doing a good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going off on some other cause, that's theft, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's affecting us, as you say. If it's going to ruin our formation,
those guys showed up at this rally. They were going to fight the respectable conservatives who were going to talk about this particular case, so the white race, and then they threw it all away.
Mm.
You know, they tried to talk about Jews.
Mm.
You know, dumbasses.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Englishmen, if they talked about Jews, they are idiots.
Mm.
We're not a membership organization. I don't care.
Mm.
You know, if you're an idiot, I'll call you an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't you say some people were?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give an example, or do you want to? I mean,
had experience with the same thing with one of our best, actually, Jimmy Ma, who's been, you know, out on the street and talking on Renegade Radio, and he's, you know, his 3-hour talk show with Renegade addressed the Jewish problem, you know, handling the Jewish problem.
Well, Jimmy is frankly not all that bright, I'm telling you that, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get the message right, and you really have to pay a little attention.
Mm.
Also, Jimmy always shows up by himself. You know, I applaud his willingness and all that, like everybody else does. But stupidity is fatal.
Mm.
Now, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He says CP.
Oh, that's on the site. Yeah, that was another article that that Jimmy Ma had written on our on the Fight White Genocide site, and it included Jewish references regarding, you know, the 6 million figure and the Goy media, yeah. And different.
I thought you were talking about CP.
Well, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, I can cut it out of this, but yeah, what? I can cut it out of this.
Why?
Well, it's, I don't think it's something that we're going to talk, and I want to record it for everyone to hear. But yeah, that's regarding Fight White Genocide, and he's blocked me off the site because I wanted to remove the Jewish references.
Well, that's why isn't that discussable?
You to make it public for everybody? Yeah.
If he did that.
Yeah, he has, yeah.
No, this is not a, you know, this is 16 years work we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you mean by blocked you.
He's, you know how we have administration rights on bugs, yeah. How we log in and I can make posts.
Oh, this was some kind of pal talk or what?
No, it's our website, my website.
Fight, I don't know what you mean.
Fightwhitegenocide.com.
Yeah. How can somebody cut you off of your website?
Because he had administration rights as well. So it'd be like me going into bugs and cutting you out of bugs.
Yeah.
So he's gone into fightwhitegenocide.com and cut me out of it and removed my administration rights.
Why?
He did it because he believed that he wanted to resolve the issue with Jimmy. He didn't want me to have the ability to edit Jimmy's article.
Well, I gave the... Did you ever mention
yes,
anybody?
Everything.
I gave the order.
Absolutely. It's all been communicated. And
well,
we
why
have,
is all this secret?
Well, because this goes out to the world. It's not just to Bugses.
Not to the world.
It's, yeah, it does. Anybody you know, can come onto the site.
See, this is an assumed name. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not like the FBI is going to...
But anybody yeah. can, you know, SPLC or anybody can come onto this. And I don't know if we want the world to, you know, have this sort of information.
No, what I'm saying is CP screwed us. And he didn't
he
take,
has.
And,
he has.
And we don't, you know, we're not a membership organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to take your business elsewhere, take it. But don't interfere with ours.
Mm.
No Jews.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand why this is secretive. Bugs people, we're always talking to each other like that.
Yeah, I think I think it should be, you know, HD said the other day, he said that he's almost going to the depths of Linux, you know, what Linux did back when he went a bit crazy and started doing crazy shit with Mantra. But
well, that's gonna happen.
Mm. But why this is happening, you know, that it was such a simple basic, Bob. Such a simple basic, God damn it, no Jews. And when
well,
I communicated
people go
that...
nuts on different things.
Yeah.
I mean, none of us are, you know, we wouldn't be here if we were your middle-of-the-road type American. So, or Australian, or wherever the hell you're from. But, no, this is standard. See, I've been in this business, and all the people I've dealt with were, you know, we tend to go off on our own, including me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had to make a few big apologies myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I expect me to make mistakes. You've noticed that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But anyway, I think that we should name them when they happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see, you have either got to stop using my material.
Mm-hmm.
16 years of hard work, stop using it or get off of this crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't your material.
Mm-hmm. It's funny actually because my other one and I were talking the other day about this exactly, you know, but his respect was that he thought it was good because it was actually getting our stuff out there. The more people that are using it, even if they're talking their own things, the more it's getting the message out there. But in actual fact, I think what you're saying is exactly the right. It's breaking the complete formation and it is weakening the message completely.
Oh, listen, you can't compete with David Duke, for God's sake. I mean, here's some little, you know, pipsqueak who's trying to compete with David Duke.
Mm.
We got that stuff.
Mm.
Now, you, if you want to, you know, White Genocide has nothing to do with the site, has nothing to do with me.
Mm.
If you want to, you can take it off of Jews or selling Confederate uniforms or anything.
Yeah.
but I don't want you using my material for that crap.
Well, see, that's exactly why that's what we are.
Cut out the mantra stuff
and
the white genocide, which we developed. And, you know, do it on your own. I don't know what your own is.
Yeah.
You haven't got anything left.
No.
All these people who are, you know, overriding you and me both have nothing at all of their own except stuff that you can get third hand from David Duke. You know, read one of his books. It'd be more than all of those people known together.
Yeah.
But either use the mantra or get off our back.
Mm. Yeah, use the mantra and only the mantra.
Well, you can do what you want to do. But you can't use all my stuff and then use it to sort of surf along. I mean, what you're doing is you're reading David Duke's 20-year-old book. I mean, David's gone way beyond that. And Whitaker's mantra, and you're not doing a damn thing. You know. So make up your mind.
What about as people like politicians or people pick it up and they mix their messages with the messages of
that's what? Up to them. I just got through saying
but how
I'm
is
gonna repeat it over and over and over because I didn't say no Jews more than 1,000 times.
Right.
All right. Anybody can do anything they want to. Now, it is unfair to use the mantra, but it's not copyrighted. You know, if you want to get people impressed by you, you can combine Whitaker's propaganda with David Duke's, a little of David Duke's information. He has a lot more than that. And you can get everybody thinking you're God. You know, you can do it. It's immoral, but you can do it. You know.
But that's what we started out saying before, that how that is not how it's weakening our message, and it's actually affecting
destroying our message.
Destroying, exactly. Because
what they want to do is to call us. I don't know where these, you know, mindless people were when they were calling us white supremacists and racists and anti-Semites or not neo-Nazis. And then you turn right around and hand it to them. So I don't know where they were, but I really can't repeat it more than 1,000 times. Just how dumb this is. I don't know whether these people took drugs or what.
Well, for Bugs is absolutely Bugs is it's an absolute, you know, as you say, it's a stab
so
in the back
many times.
But I guess as time goes on, how are we going to, if the message gets out there, those other people that are talking other topics and they do use the mantra and our stuff, but combine it with their own stuff.
Yeah, well, people are going to do that. Yeah, that's going to happen out there. When Bugsers do it, it hurts us. What those people do with it, we can separate ourselves from. I mean, Hitler talked about saving the race and he killed Jews. Okay. You know, we know that. But I haven't seen Hitler in a long time, you know. So I'm not tainted with that if I don't allow myself to be. But I am if some of my own people get on there and Jew, you know. Lord, it's just so stupid. But anyway, it's a moral problem. There's nothing, I mean, the mantra stuff is out there, and if you want to steal it, you can. And if you can't figure out what I'm talking about, you know, if you drool while trying to read Bugs, there's nothing I can do about that either. So it's a moral thing. Stop it. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's beneath contempt.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. That's brilliant. It just, that whole picture when you first started talking about the Boers, you know, those guys out there fighting for the Boers in England and how they mix the Jews, it just gives them a way out.
Yeah.
Automatically it gives the media
gave them a way
out.
All they did, after showing those deadly mantra things, was to quote this Englishman who's talking about Jews. Right? The Jews want to mix races.
Yep.
So that's the end of our...
It is the end of it. Because automatically, most people's mind, the wall just comes up and you're an anti-Semite, you're a Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. Mm-hmm. You know, you've lost it completely.
If that would work, it would have worked a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So this is only about the 1,000th time I've repeated this. You know, I wonder...
It just takes a lot of discipline. It really does take a lot of discipline to do this.
Well, this discipline, remember, you're not paying me money.
No.
You know, Dave gets paid money for this stuff. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if you steal my stuff, I say so. And I don't care if you get mad at me or not. You know, me and Lennox had it out all that time.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I saw Lennox taking over the pal talk,
mm-hmm.
he was just great,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's all I care about.
Mm.
Like I said in the article, I don't really care what your opinion of me is, you know.
Yep.
You should see my opinion of me sometimes. But once he took over like a pro, that's what I want,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yep.
All the other stuff, all the insults, all that, it's past. Mm-hmm. We're all, none of us... You know, you don't get people into stuff like this unless we're loose cannons.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want a loose cannon.
Yeah.
We are loose cannons. Mm-hmm. So here I am, sitting on a deck full of loose cannons. I've been doing it for 50 years.
Yeah.
You know. And loose cannons tend to go off.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? But you can't sit around and say, well, in the interest of his paying his dues, we won't mention names or anything, you know.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yep.
If you're a loose cannon, if you're a damn fool, I must say so, including me, you will notice.
Mm-hmm.
I have said I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I was stupid and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
So let's cut all this crap and get down to it. You know, it's a very small team. It'll get smaller, I guess. But we're gonna don't do it. You know?
Yeah, like you say, this isn't a classroom. It's a war.
Yeah,
you know,
it is a war, and that's why nobody wants to play it. I mean, it's just a few of us.
Mm.
But anyway, I've already said everything.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's brilliant.
Again and again and again and again and again.
Well, yeah,
but. I'll wait 5 minutes and people forget it again.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Good.